Great food. Out-of-the-ordinary cooking. This doesn't solely come from recipes. It comes from the techniques within the recipe. For instance, you learn to make a good stock and you can do dozens of soups. This is how Vietnamese chef and restaurateur Charles Phan thinks about cooking. Charles has the famous Slanted Door restaurant in San Francisco. Now, his first cookbook, Vietnamese Home Cooking, is a guide for anyone who wants to learn the techniques of Vietnamese cooking. Charles, good to have you.
Thank you.
I'd like to talk to you about the soup chapter, especially the technique for making the famous Vietnamese soup, the pho, you know, which is that incredibly fragrant, delicious beef broth with rice noodles, and then you have all of these things you can add, the vegetables and the seasonings. But the stock for this is everything, right?
I think if you understanding the stock, how to make them, how to harness all the flavor from your bone, your vegetable, it's super important. And this is a lot of the basis of a lot of the cooking. And yes, in fact, most people, when they think of Vietnamese food, they think of pho.
Right.
It is one of the favorite thing in the kitchen when we eat. For 17 years now, if you look at one food that the kitchen folks eat more than anything else, is the noodle soup.
So the broth seems to be, you know, the masterpiece of this dish. How do you do that beef broth?
In Vietnam, we generally don't have oven. And we still need to figure out how to make this broth to be clear and flavorful. So instead of having an oven to roast the bone, we blanch the bone. So it looks a little funny at first. You actually blanch the bone and you throw away all the water. And
so you drop it in the – you boil it, actually.
Yes,
right?
Yes. You boil it, and I think it takes at least 30 to 60 seconds. And you literally rinse it in cold water a second time. Then you put it back in your pot, and you bring it up really slow. Never super hard boil in order to achieve this clarity.
Right.
And in order to achieve the flavor, you would have to use multiple different kinds of bone. For instance, in the beef bone, you would use the oxtail, the shank bone, the neck bone.
One of the things you do in the beef broth, which I thought was interesting, is you take a whole onion, you cut it in half, you take a chunk of ginger, and you roast it in the oven for an hour while you're blanching the bones and you know the meat that's attached to the bones. Is that to just deepen the flavor of those ingredients, to just enrich them?
Well, what you're doing is caramelizing the onion. So you do have to, it seems kind of strange, you actually roast them first. But just like most cooking, you notice like even a pasta sauce, you will see browning the onion first before you put the tomato in. It's sort of the same concept. You need to get that caramelization of that sugar. And the ginger also heighten when you roast these flavor and it will come out more.
It sings when you roast it, I think. Now, the other thing that happens with this soup that's unusual, I think if you've never made an Asian soup or this Vietnamese broth or stock, is that there's a bit of sugar in it. And then you've got cinnamon and star anise and clove and cardamom. And that gets simmered in the soup. And I think that's where all those mysterious, rich flavors come into the pho. But once you've got the broth, how do you put together the pho?
Classically, when a beef pho is done with a rice noodle, never done with an egg noodle.
Right.
Egg noodle is more like a Chinese wonton import. And you can use here dry noodle or fresh rice noodle. So it's up to you. And typically, you would blanch it and not overcook the noodle, and you put it in the bowl. And first of all, you take a bowl and you heat up the bowl. Temperature is everything, so the bowl has to be warm. Then you put the noodle in and you put in your cooked meat and you put in your raw meat on top of the noodle and you put in your garnish. Then you ladle your broth on the side, not touching the raw meat, up, have the broth up to the raw meat.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, we serve with a lot of herb and different vegetable salad to create texture, like bean sprout. And we take the aromatics very seriously. So when you see the basil, the lime, we don't put them all at once. We put them in few pieces at a time and let the hot soup melt the herb so you get the aromatic flavor and the smell of the herb. Of course, you have the kind of sriracha dipping sauce on the side.
Uh-huh.
The Vietnamese sensibility is not just on the flavor of the soup, but also how you smell the fresh herb. So we like to eat a lot of salad and herb.
Charles, I can picture myself sitting over that bowl with the steam rising and the scent of those herbs. Thank you. This is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Chef Charles Van's first book is Vietnamese Home Cooking. Now, his recipe for the great classic soup, pho, is on the website, splendidtable.org.